Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey y'all, this is Crystal and we've got a new sponsor this show, NatureBox. NatureBox is a monthly subscription service that delivers better snacks straight to you. These are not just any snacks, they are the real deal. No high fructose corn syrup, no hydrogenated oils, no artificial flavors or colors. These are smarter snacks. Go to naturebox.com now to get 50% off your first box with promo code THEREAD. It's time to get nutritionist approved snacks that you can feel good about at naturebox.com today for 50% off with promo code THEREAD. Now, let's get our show started.
Well, fuck. Here we go again.
Yep.
Another week. Ruining so, people's lives.
So blessed.
Yeah, blessed to ruin people's lives. So, hello everyone. I am Binya Binya.
And I am that T-Mobile nigga that Fantasia used to fuck around with.
Well, get out.
I just decided to be random today.
Yeah, I don't know where.
I'm actually still in Paris, like my mind, my heart, everything. So
this is the read. So go for it.
I mean,
like, so how was gay Perry?
It was perfect. It was, the weather was nicer and it was just, I saw everything I wanted to see and it was really everything that I thought it was going to be. And at first I was almost a little bit disappointed. Like my first day there, I think it was just too much. Because I felt like I didn't really connect with the city. But the more that I was there, the more I just completely fell in love with it. It was perfect. I loved almost everything about it.
That is fantastic.
Thank you. It was just really, it was just so nice to not read email for like 5 whole days. I didn't have to answer the phone. I didn't have to schedule anything. I didn't have to look at anybody or anything that I didn't want to look at. It was just phenomenal. The only thing is that they smoke everywhere. Like, they have no rules about smoking. You can smoke literally anywhere you want to, pretty much. So that part was kind of gross. And then also they serve mayonnaise with their french fries, which,
what's the problem with that?
I'm sorry. No, that is just so gross. Like,
If you're serving mayonnaise and ketchup with fries, then that makes sense. Because I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Since elementary school, I've mixed mayonnaise and ketchup together.
Now that is good, but they serve, like, people dip it. I saw people dipping it in fries in mayonnaise, and I thought it was some kind of other sauce because who puts fries in mayonnaise? So I did that thinking it was something else and then tasted it and almost threw up, and that was just, like, disgusting. But, I mean, France is just amazing. Paris was just perfect. I went to the top of the Eiffel Tower twice and saw, it's just so many things. I have so many pictures and videos and things that I want to write out and just kind of talk about, but I definitely feel like,
and you're a Natasha Bedingfield finale year video.
I might have to do something separate for Paris altogether just because it was so amazing. But I definitely see how people get addicted to traveling internationally, because you just feel different. Like, you just feel like maybe you have a better understanding or a different perspective of life than what you did before, because I definitely feel that way. So I'm just so thankful that I had the chance to go, because it was fantastic.
Well, je ne sais quoi to you too.
How was Atlanta?
Atlanta was great. We ate everything.
Mm-hmm. I saw your Krispy Kreme milkshake. How was that?
It was literally a truck of donuts in a glass.
It sounds divine.
Factory. Of Krispy Kreme in one glass. If you've ever, I don't know if Flip Burger is like an Atlanta only kind of thing or what. I really have no idea. But if you have a Flip Burger near you, I suggest you go there and try a shake, a Krispy Kreme one, in fact, and let it take over your life the way it did for me, it was so goddamn delicious. I don't. I want three of them.
It sounds right like now. Instant diabetes and like almost certain obesity.
Probably all of those things. But you know what? You only live once. Go for it. All
right. And that milkshake sounds like it might be the end of your living. Like a fried.
It was
donut.
Almost like God, like like lifted a Krispy Kreme store out of the ground and said. Shake and it just turned into a.
You gonna bring God into this?
No, it's a bless. Anyway, whatever.
It does sound amazing. Glad you had a good time.
Hot topics.
So excited. I missed a lot of news while I was gone. Apparently, that airplane is still missing.
So, okay, before we even get to them, then. What?
What the fuck? How do you just lose a plane?
Now, the night that I heard about it, like literally as it was like. Breaking news. I thought to myself, this is like Mama Pope shit.
Right.
Like, I didn't think it was like as dramatic as someone like blasting a plane out of the sky.
Right.
But I said something about this makes no sense. Because how do you just, like, how does a plane just go missing and it has, like, they still ain't found it?
Right. It's been days. Like, what are you, so you're trying to tell me this jet, like this airplane, y'all have no way of finding out where the fuck it went.
It can't
like, really?
Possibly still be in the sky.
Like,
and like, so if it crashed, then wouldn't there have been a distress signal or something to someone?
Something.
And it couldn't have landed somewhere and no one be like, hey girl, what is that biggest jet doing here? Like, hey, is this your jet? Like right. No one. So that is creeping me out. I feel like there's some kind of a cover up going on. But girl, if there is, listen, do you just don't come looking for me. I don't have anything to do with this. I don't want this to be like what Zoe from House of Cards. I have no questions.
Oh, yeah.
Leave me out of it, girl. So anyway, I hope that they find it and I hope that everyone is safe.
Right. That just was so scary for the families of those people. Can you imagine how pissed you would be?
What the fuck are you supposed to tell your like these families? We just have no idea where your family is.
Like, that's just unacceptable. If something happened, tell me. But we just don't know. Doesn't make any fucking sense. I could leave my iPhone anywhere in the world and just open my computer and my computer will be like, girl, your iPhone is at Kid Fury's house or whatever.
It,
like,
you left it at Chipotle, girl. Go.
But you can't find this fucking plane with like hundreds of people on it. How is that even?
With like hundreds of thousands
of
dollars.
It's not even some private plane.
Worth of
it's
technology. Like, millions,
what?
Probably.
Who the fuck was running this? Like, and then apparently some of the passports were like stolen or fake. And it's just like.
Oh, see, I didn't even know about all that.
Yeah, apparently four.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. So, yeah, because I'm finished.
Okay, all right.
I didn't mean to laugh about that, but that.
No, I'm not laughing at the missing people, but it's just like, how is
scary.
This possible?
I'm sorry, I'm finished.
I don't want to get involved.
So, apparently Drake and Rihanna are dating?
Really? I always thought that was just some internet rumor and...
No, okay. Well, it's no secret that they have, you know, fucked and they had like a little bit of a, like a talking to past.
Okay.
But you know that Drake had said something. Drake basically dry snitched on Rihanna's pussy once upon a slay.
I did not know that.
You didn't know?
No.
Ages
I never
ago,
assume
after
these people are sleeping together. I never do.
Ages ago, after she broke up with Chris Brown, he had said something in an interview about, you know, how... It was very vague at first. He said something like, you know, they talked at one point and they hung out and he feels like she had kind of made him, led him to believe that it was one thing. It seems like they had like a one night stand or maybe mm-hmm. they like messed around for a weekend or something and then she went back onto her black ass business.
Oh, well.
I can't remember exactly how he said it, but it was something like that. And so people were like, girl, what? And that was that, right? And then Drake and What's-His-Face got into the bottling.
Yeah, I remember
but that
it.
Was like, you know, a while after Drake had said that.
Okay.
Which is why people assumed that they were fighting over Rihanna. And then after that happened, Drake said something about, oh, well, you know, once upon a time, your girl fell into my lap. Or some really gross rap way to say that he fucked her.
Oh, okay.
And then, and I thought that was, like, vulgar and unnecessary. Like, Rihanna is not doing anything but enjoying dick and making music. Why is everybody else clocking her damn vagina?
Oh, Lord.
Like, what? Leave Rihanna's puss alone. You don't ever hear her out here talking about, oh, my goodness. Well, she did throw a cute shade towards Karrueche.
Dish, oh yeah.
You know, she was letting Karrueche
She
have
did.
It.
Oh, but that, are you talking about the cake remix? Because that was low-key racist.
It
she was like sweeter than a rice cake. Yes. I was like,
But even and then after that, she posted a picture of a bag of rice cake.
Right. With the sunglasses and the hair.
That still slays me. Now, it is extremely offensive.
Like, girl, that's rude.
Extremely offensive, especially because I believe that those kinds of rice cakes are made right here in America. But also, because what?
Just Rihanna, like, there's ways to talk about people.
But
you ain't gotta bring race
so
into it.
Fucking funny.
Right.
Anyway, so now Drake is on his Would You Like a Tour tour.
I still cannot believe that is the name of his tour. I mean, I can, but I can't. It's so Drake.
I don't know how long ago, maybe a week, week and a half, maybe two. Rihanna like performed with him at one of his shows over in Europe. And ever since then, she has been going to all of the shows. She's not like performing at them, but she follows him on these tour dates. And then they will go to like clubs afterwards and they'll go to dinner and she's leaving his hotel or he's leaving her. Like, so they have been like spending every day together for like the past couple of however weeks or so or whatever. There is a picture of her leaving a hotel or something in Manchester wearing his clothes.
Wearing his clothes?
Yes, wearing his hoodie and his jacket. And
oh, wow.
They were pictured holding hands, leaving a concert. And then the most interesting portion of footage is...
Oh, Lord.
Someone captured Drake going into the bathroom at some restaurant or someplace. And... shortly after that, Rihanna goes into the bathroom, the men's bathroom.
Okay.
And then in the video, it looked like she shoved somebody out of the bathroom. It was almost like she was like, dick, get out.
Gross.
What the fuck? Really? Like, excuse me. Hello, I am Rihanna. Get the fuck out. I don't know what was going on, but everyone's saying, you know, obviously they had a quickie. Yeah. We don't know what. He could have, like, read some of his poetry to her. They could have done a line of code.
Which
I don't know what
the fuck. Just as realistic. Like, I mean, we all remember the story that Fresh told about Drake and the strippers in the hotel room.
Who can forget
I completely
it?
Would believe that Drake and Rihanna would meet up in the bathroom and Drake would be like, let me just read to you this poetry I wrote last night when I was high and thinking about you. Like, I just, and people ask me all the time, I get a lot of questions about what is light skin behavior. Naming your tour, Would You Like a Tour, is like quintessential light skin behavior. It does not get more light skin than that. It's
exactly.
Like a grown man taking selfies on the train. It's just,
right.
It's just the absolute most light-skinned thing you can do. So
care for an album? Like, yes, duh. Like, obviously.
Can I interest you in my single? Like, nigga, what? Okay.
No, thanks.
Whatever, Drake. I have nothing against Drake. I actually think...
I love him.
You know, all things considered, if you had to deal with one of these other niggas or Drake, I mean, really, Chris Brown or Drake.
Right.
You know.
People are saying, like, he is going to love the fuck out of her.
Right.
And, like, treat her like a fucking princess.
So what? He's corny.
And I also believe that that is going to get tiring for her very quickly, and then, you know, shit's gonna happen, and then he's gonna write the album of life.
Or she's tired of being in volatile relationships with niggas who can't get their shit together. Maybe she's looking forward to somebody being a
but
little bit cheesy.
But how often do the girls who love, especially young girls, how often do the girls who love bad boys, like, stick around with a good guy?
I don't know. Probably not all that often. Hopefully, you know, I don't know. If they really are dating, hopefully they stay together, because the emotions that'll come out on a Drake album, if Rihanna
he's
leaving,
going to write his Thriller.
Listen. Okay, you don't have to get ridiculous.
No, like, not to that magnitude.
Oh, no, of course
but
not.
What Thriller was right. To Mike, that's gonna it's going to be like his Thriller.
This is just going to be his like his diary of Alicia Keys. It's just going to be all these emotions.
It's gonna be titled The Notebook.
It's gonna be his My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Exactly.
It's gonna be the emotional album where you like, really? Okay.
I cannot wait to hear. That's how I always feel sometimes about new like celebrity couples, especially musicians.
Yeah.
I'm like, I cannot wait to hear what is gonna happen to this musically. Like, I was very interested to see what was gonna happen with Beyonce's music now that she's a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the same way about this. So, you know,
good
either
luck
way,
to them.
They may have just been like, you know what, that dick was good, or hey, really enjoy that puss.
Let's just spend a weekend together and do it nonstop. But no, people are saying that they're dating, and you know, I think that they're a cute couple.
Yeah, so. Why not? Shit, go ahead, go for it, Rihanna.
Meanwhile, Chris Brown is ordered to stay in jail until April 23rd.
What the fuck happened to him? What happened to? Wasn't he just in rehab and bipolar?
Girl. Well, yeah, you really were out of the news. He got kicked out of rehab.
Okay.
Which can do.
Yeah, I guess that's
like
possible.
Kind of like when you get fired on Real World. She is the fan.
I remember on Real World, they used to kick you out of the house if you got fired from that fake job they set you up for. Do they still do that?
Yeah, I think so. Well, okay. I haven't watched the Real World in literally
years.
Yeah,
I think I'm a little out of their demo, but I just...
I thought that today, actually, right before I left, the Explosion one was on, where, you know, they bring the exes.
Yeah, they're bringing
the
exes.
I thought that was a fantastic little twist.
I thought that was a
good
idea.
But it hasn't been able to keep me, and I think it's because I'm getting old.
Yeah. At a certain point, you're just like, I don't really give a damn what these young people are doing in this house together.
Right, because they're all like 18 and 19 years old, and they really just, you know, they're still in their whole phases, right. And they just want to party and act crazy.
And so, and when you get to a certain level of maturity, you look at that, you're like, okay, but just stop. Like,
right, like,
stop being
tired?
Dumb. Right.
This is usually when I pass, it's time for bed for me.
But young people are not tired of being dumb. They just not getting started being dumb. So they just love to go on TV and fuck strangers in hot tubs. Like, who would do that, you know?
You remember the Vegas season with Trishelle?
Yes.
And all them.
I do. Trashelle and Irulan and that boy, the black boy who didn't date black girls and everybody thought he was gay, but he wasn't. What was his name?
I can't remember.
I forget.
The bald guy.
And I do.
Look at
I remember Vegas.
Topic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway,
whatever.
The real world.
This always happens when we talk about people we don't give a shit about.
Oh, who were we talking about?
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. Chris Brown. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What happened
to... I don't give a shit about Chris Brown. I just really don't care anymore.
So he got kicked out of rehab.
Yeah, he got kicked out of rehab, but they can't really say why. Like, there's been, like, a ton of reasons why, but it doesn't seem like he did anything, like, crazy. One thing I heard was that he was ordered to stay a certain distance away from the women at the rehab.
What the
like,
fuck?
A couple of feet, I don't know. And they said he touched some woman's knee or elbow or something. I don't know. That was one thing, and it seems like the only one that kind of makes the most sense. The other one was that he refused to take a drug test. And then they finally got him to take it, and it was negative. But because he refused, that's a violation. And then he said something in one of their group therapy meetings. And there's a quote that he said, "I'm good at using guns and knives." I don't believe this shit.
Okay.
But I mean, if he did, whatever. But I don't. The point is, he got kicked out of rehab. And so the judge told him he has to stay in jail until April 23rd.
Wow. So he really has to be in jail.
Like, he has to be in jail for like a smooth month.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How is Chris Brown coping in jail?
Girl, I don't know.
Jesus. I thought he was just diagnosed with bipolar. Didn't we just find that out, though? Like a week or two ago that he was bipolar, so
but I mean, when you give him chance after chance, like he's had so many like
right, no, he
dodges. He's dodged this for a long time.
Really, ever since Grammy night, he has dodged this shit for a long
2009.
Ever since the Grammys in 2009, Chris Brown has been dodging this jail time. So 5 years is a long time to avoid 1 month of jail. I'm not surprised.
It seems like at this point, the judge is really like, look, we asked you to just remain in rehab, and for whatever, like. My hands are tied here.
Right.
So.
Like, what else can I do? I don't have nowhere else to put you. Like, under ordinary circumstances, you could fuck up and I could put you in rehab. But nigga, you done fucked up in rehab. Like, I'm sorry, you have to go to jail. You just do.
So now he has to go to trial for the DC assault case that happened. Like, I don't even know.
Oh, right. I remember.
And if he's found guilty of that, he's going to be. Really screwed.
Lord God.
Meanwhile, his little duet with Ariana Grande got pushed back. And Miss Ariana was like, girl, obviously, she said it in a very sweet, obvious way. Right. But I translated this into her saying like, so girl, obviously, you know, we can't do shit with that right now. That's out of my hands. But she said that she was going to like get on Ustream or something or release some music that... You know, to give her fans, like, something to tie themselves over or whatever. So, Ariana Grande was like, girl.
Yeah. Look. I mean, she's still trying to build her career.
Exactly.
Why would you put out
and
a song?
Mama has... Ariana Grande was just at the White House singing in front of Patti LaBelle and the president. I said Patti before the president.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's the White House.
I mean, she's singing in front of Patti LaBelle, that would scare the shit out of, I feel like any singer, you would be like, my God in heaven. Like
Jill Scott.
Ooh, somebody Sanchin. Hold my bladder because you got to sing in front of Patti LaBelle.
And
what?
She sang damn.
I know she did. Now, you can say a lot of things about that little girl, talk about her hairline or whatever the fuck you want to, but she can sing. That little bitch can sing her ass off. So go on ahead, Ariana. I'm not mad.
Okay, so moving on to, oh, I have to mention how Pola Dadon went on Instagram or someplace and posted a photo of Chris Brown after it was announced that he got arrested. And he left this comment that said, Chris Brown is healthy, safe, and sound. Do not believe the media.
Oh, so Chris Brown's not in jail.
Yes, he is, girl. Because the photos that he took were from the night before, I guess, he was arrested.
Because
some other girls who were in the studio posted a picture up afterwards and was like, oh, last night in the studio with Chris Brown and Pola Dadon. So then Pola Dadon deleted it and said, look throughout history, which he made throughout.
Okay.
To, okay. Mm. Look at what they do to all of our greats. We must protect them and our culture.
What do that have to do with Chris Brown?
First of all, Pola Dadon, nobody has given a fuck about your opinion since that Carrie Hilson
since
remix.
That Turning Me On remix.
You kind of dug
first
yourself in a grave.
First and goddamn foremost.
Nobody has dug you up out of it.
Nope.
You gonna have to stay down there, girl. Haven't heard shit from you since.
And not pressed.
And I really do. And what do you mean talk about protect our greats? Like, Chris Brown has fucked up repeatedly. Like, what are we supposed to do besides pray for the nigga? Like, I don't have anything else.
It's not like people are coming out of nowhere talking all this shit about Chris Brown for no reason. Let's not act like that.
Protect Marissa Alexander. There protect you- those kinds
Come
of
on.
People.
But protecting Chris... Now, I agree that we should... I feel like... Some of us have a responsibility to give a fuck about Chris Brown where others do not. And I'm talking, you know, racially specifically. I feel like Chris Brown has a lot of problems.
Absolutely.
And especially if he has mental illness issues, I really feel like we should be supporting him. But that's more of like encouraging him to talk about his issues with his doctor and seek help, you know, for his problems, not trying to protect Chris Brown from the consequences of his actions. It is a fact that Chris Brown repeatedly fucks up, girl. It just... What can you do? Like, I'm all for helping Chris Brown, but I want Chris Brown to get better. I don't want Chris Brown to avoid, you know, consequences. And that's, the two are not the same. People, Pola Dadon, girl, just, ma'am, good night. No.
Exactly.
Just stop it.
Go back to producing records for Day 26 or whoever was out when we gave a fuck
about you. Danny Kane twerking at a fucking Hard Rock Cafe or whatever.
Them heifers can use every ounce of help. So you better link with them and y'all figure something out together.
Lord.
Woo, that shit was a mess.
Lord, I couldn't even, I watched, I think, maybe just a few seconds and I was like, oh, you know what? Of all the things I could be doing with my data, I don't think watching Danny Kane performances is on like that list of priorities. Like, I would just rather not.
Asante and I watched that damn Danny Kane performance in Vegas, like in the hotel room, maybe a night or two ago.
Mm. Yeah.
I didn't expect much, and I was still disappointed.
Like, damn.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Mm. Awful. Right. Andre was struggling with the damn choreography and the voice. And
oh,
Andrea,
you know, I don't
was
know
like
names.
I know that, but I'm speaking for the people who do.
Okay.
Andrea had like the best voice and she sounded awful. Aubrey, we get it. You're like hypersexual and you like your pussy out, and I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that, but it's just like you're doing too much. Like, she was like giving way more sex than everyone else, like straddling people and humping the ground. Girl, what? Dawn, don't say nothing to me, because you were doing so great as an independent artist. Why do this? It's like hustling backwards. I don't get it. She was doing great. She didn't, like, she was actually an indie artist who I thought was doing great. Especially, like, I don't know what her budget was, but her shit looked top notch. It looked like she was signed, and I don't even think that she, anyway. And then Shannon looked great, but, I mean, no one really ever gave a fuck about her, so whatever.
Okay.
Danny Kane, that whole, like, what they should have done was train. Like, okay, pick a venue and a date far, far away.
Right.
And get in your asses in this recording studio, the dance studio, and train until you get it right so that you have this performance and it is top notch. Look at the show that these other hoes are giving you.
Right.
Look at the shows that all these other bitches are giving you.
Come on, yeah.
What the fuck? Come on.
But you know, I never had the fucks available for Danity Kane anyway, so I'm really not the one to be extending exactly. their second chances.
They weren't like this groundbreaking group that was no, just like, oh my goodness, someone really figure weren't. Out how to give me Danity Kane back. Because oh my God, I can't live without them.
No.
Not like you're talking about En Vogue or TLC or Destiny's Child or somebody.
No,
like,
you're just not.
The world was fine without Danity Kane.
I really don't think Danity Kane will go down as one of the greatest girl groups. Like, people are not just going to remember Danity Kane like that. Like the ones you mentioned, it's not going to be that way.
Anyway, okay, so let's talk about messy marriages.
Okay.
Apparently, rapper turned preacher man, Mace. I didn't even know about this, but he and his wife.
Mace, wow.
Yeah.
Talk about faces from the goddamn milk carton.
Right.
Okay.
Mace and his wife, I want to say Twyla, because I don't know how else you would do this.
Oh, okay.
I apologize for, you know, all the members of their church. I don't really mean to disrespect your first lady. I just don't know how to say her name. They have a series of books called What Do You Do After I Do? And I guess it's supposed to be like a marriage counseling relationship advice. How to make it last your marriage.
I'm so tired.
The gag is, apparently sometime last year, Mace filed for a divorce.
Okay. So,
oh, no, January 2nd. So
of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So this book was written presumably before then.
Yes. He claims they separated August 2013, according to TMZ, which means... Hey, girl.
Right. Means abs. It could go either way.
That's right. After 12 years of marriage. About a month later, he had a change of heart and dismissed it. So I guess the divorce is off, but they had a moment where it was on.
Okay.
And he wanted full custody of their two kids and wanted her to pay child support.
What?
And decided to reconcile. A reconcilefish.
Good enough.
Irreconcilable differences.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of like a moment of the day.
First of all, I'm tired of relationship and love advice books anyway. Like, I just wish all y'all would shut the fuck up, because I don't give a damn about anybody else's opinion on how relationships should work. But for you to have the nerve to even try, like, are they really going forward with trying to put this out? Because who would buy this? Like, even if I was the type to look for relationship advice from celebrities, I know for a goddamn fact, there's no way I would be looking at somebody who has already gone through like this separation and or, you know, pending divorce. Like, why? Who?
Yeah, but this was like done in secret.
Plus,
like,
Mace? Ooh,
well, the divorce filing is supposed to be a secret.
Well, just so stunned. Like, this is just, nothing about this makes sense. Who said, you know what?
I don't have a problem with relationship books or relationship advice or whatever. I just wouldn't buy a relationship guide from Mace and his wife.
I wouldn't buy anything from Mace.
They're, you know, members of the House of God. Okay. And this is probably something, you know, that their church does.
I guess. Is he still the pastor? Is he still doing that?
I guess so.
I guess. Whatever.
Didn't Mace, like, become a pastor and then go back to rap at one point and then go back to being a pastor?
Was it gospel rap or was it regular rap?
I think, like, it was very Will Smithy.
The story of
it
Mace
was like,
it was,
you know, no
It was
vulgarities.
Will Smithy.
Yeah. Mm.
Mace had it all and then walked away and then tried to come back. And it just doesn't work that way. Like, your era of, you know, the puffy suits and jigging with Puff Daddy in videos, like, that time period is over. People are not
Mace
going
made
back
it to
that.
The Harlem Shake era.
That
would have been fun.
Maybe, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I would take a relationship advice from Lindsay Lohan before I would take it from Mace, though. Like, that is no shade. Well,
yeah, you jumped entirely out the window.
Have you seen that list? Isn't it disgusting?
What list?
There's a list going around the internet of men that Lindsay Lohan has slept with.
Oh, no thanks.
No, like, she wrote it out.
I'm okay with that.
I'm just letting you know.
No,
like,
my life doesn't need it.
Oh, there's like famous ass names
on
that list.
That's great.
And they blurred out some of the ones that I think are of married men, like men who are currently married. So, right. like, as to not get them in trouble with their wives. But Justin Timberlake and...
No.
Ashton Kutcher.
It's totally fine. It's
Wilma Valderrama, I think. Oh, well, they used to go together.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But there's just, like, it's just, like, line by line. And apparently Lindsay wrote it out to, like, brag to her friends about all the famous dick she's had. But it just...
Okay, so here's... All right. Wait, what?
Maybe I wouldn't take relationship advice from Lindsay Lohan because I just don't know why you would do that. But,
Katie.
I know, right? Katie Heron has really...
First of all, you're famous.
Bless it.
So what's so impressive about you fucking a celebrity if you're a celebrity? Like, it'd be one thing if you were just like some regular ass bitch who worked in a Denny's somewhere right. in the middle of America.
Right.
And you slept with all of these like superstars. And then you went to brag to your friends, which is still tacky. But what the fuck? Who cares? Right. You fuck famous people. Big deal.
I expect
deal.
Famous people to fuck
Aaron Carter.
People.
I could probably guess some of these. Like, it's not... Who gives a shit?
But
gross.
Then some of them are gross. Well, I guess really, if you think about it, all of them are pretty gross.
Yeah.
It's just like, why would... I just have never felt the need to sit down and write down a list of like... I just... Okay, girl. Whatever. Anyway, I thought you had...
Lindsay Lohan smells like diamond. It smells...
Please get the fuck out of my life.
Like Pepto-Bismol.
I'm so over you.
Really, but it smells really medicine-y.
I can't believe you hadn't heard that story. It's so nasty.
That is disgusting. Ugh. I'm going to skip this story now.
Okay.
Because that just really ruined my
life. Well, who was it about?
Master P and his wife.
Oh, yeah, no. Mm-mm. Almost as much of a I don't give a fuck as Mace.
Like, it's really funny, though. But either way, this one's better.
Okay.
There's a little Boosie concert scam going on.
Wow.
Which, how did no one see this coming?
Really? Already?
Apparently, somebody has been on, I think, Instagram, posing as Boosie's brother, TQ, and saying that, you know, they've got this booking information available for concerts and whatnot. And apparently, three victims reached out to this mystery person and wired $25,000.
No.
Each.
To book Boosie?
Yes.
What?
25 each.
Without verifying who the fuck you were sending it to? What, did you do this on Instagram? What?
Like, how, why, what? Anyway. Anyway, Boosie came forward and said that none of it was true. He's not involved in any of it. The only person that he does booking with is his actual brother, TQ. And TQ obviously says that he wasn't involved in any of that. And they're filing a police report.
Right. Because what? You can't just do this.
You can't just take people's
money. That's $75,000, nigga. Did you? Oh, my God. Okay.
Three different people.
Who?
Different shows.
These are the people who buy stuff, like, just without looking into the validity of it at all. Because... How do you send $25,000 to somebody?
You couldn't have signed
not...
contracts.
What? Right. Like, you didn't look
because
at anything.
Because the person obviously went completely missing once they figured out that they were trying.
Obviously.
Like, they're $75,000 richer.
Wow. I mean, there's no way you're not going to get caught. But, like, what the fuck? Like, this was just so... girl,
I'm really
dumb.
Interested in seeing who did it.
I'm not. It's just like...
I want it to be like something completely off the wall. I want it to be like a 65-year-old white woman.
What? Shut up. I hate you so bad.
I really
I thought
do.
You was going to say like somebody else on No Limit or some shit. Like some
no,
other
I
like Southern
like
rapper trying to start
never
some shit.
Think of.
Yeah, like some random old white lady in like Seattle or something.
And then she did it for like a really good reason. Like she was trying to get an organ for her cat or...
Oh my God. I thought you was about to say she did it for the Vine. Which just
that is actually better.
Which just goes to tell you like how much time I need to not spend on the internet. Because I think I've seen maybe two or three videos about that. And I don't all the way get it, but okay. Whatever.
Did you see the one with the little girl?
I did.
Well,
yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Her little sassy self.
Yeah, everyone kind of destroyed it, though. It's okay. Not so much fun anymore. Anyway, that's it for Hot Topics this week.
All right.
So let's move to the next. Yeah, hey. Hey, don't forget to check out our awesome sponsors at Hulu Plus. And as always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can get a free extended awesome trial
and access to tons and tons of amazing titles and TV and movies, trailers and the like. I'm still watching Community. I'm catching up on Scandal because there's so much madness going on over there at Scandal. And loads of other awesome shows, so go check it out.
Yeah, guys, don't forget, Hulu Plus is normally $7.99 a month, but we are hooking you up with a free two-week trial. You can watch, of course, on your laptop. You can use an Apple TV to stream and watch on your TV. You can use all kinds of different devices. A lot of shows and movies are available on your cell phone. And of course, I have a Wii U and I love to watch that way. You can catch up on current seasons of great shows like The Blacklist, South Park, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Revenge, American Dad, and more. So head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead for that free two-week trial. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you. We know you are going to absolutely love it because it's everything.
Yes, Hulu Plus, get your life, and let's continue the show. Okay, so letters.
Yes, it's time for listener letters. Please send your questions, comments, everything else to asktheread@gmail.com. And let's start off this week with an email from Courtney who says, Crystal, this question is for you. I remember on the episode Pray for the Dancing Lobsters, your read was about Kid Fury always being late. Has his tardiness to events and meetings, etc., improved since
business.
That read? Love the business. Show. Take care, Courtney. Hi, Courtney. Thanks so much for this email. I would have to say yes, his tardiness has improved drastically.
Bet you didn't expect that answer.
When I did that read, it was because he was like horribly late. Like he was always late and it was like at least half an hour. Like this motherfucker was just allergic to being anywhere remotely close to being on time. But now he has gotten a lot better. And when he is late, it's normally not like ridiculously, extremely ungodly late. So I appreciate him very much for that. I don't even think I've told you that, but yes. You have gotten so much better and I'm proud of you.
Thanks. I can do things right.
Learning to adult. It's important and it's fun.
Yay.
Okay. So thanks so much for that, Courtney. Thanks to everybody who sends in little questions like that asking about updates. Our next letter comes from Anonymous, who says, I would love to go by Anonymous because all my friends listen to the show and we all love it. They'll probably figure out it's me anyway, but anyway.
I was going to say, here's to hoping they don't.
I know you two are not therapists, but the advice you give is therapeutic. Let me just stop right here and say, yes, we are absolutely not therapists. Mm-hmm. And if you are listening to this show to get some free therapy, you are going to end up more fucked up than when we started.
Maybe. This is a great chance.
This is for entertainment only. And, okay, I am 19 years old, and I have just recently broken up with someone who I didn't date for long, but he wasn't actually a fuckboy, contrary to most
How old?
19.
Okay.
Contrary to most of the women that email you guys. I did something stupid, but in my opinion, it was minor, and he forgave me and all, but did not want to get back together. Honestly, my question is, how do you two usually get over breakups? Do you go to the club? Do you go out for self-realization walks? What typically gets you out of your funk? I'm having the toughest time. It's only been a month, and I still miss him. Aww.
I feel like we've done this before.
Well, probably. So.
Time.
Yeah, I think specifically breakups, I usually just open a bottle of wine and
She's
start
19.
There. Oh, 19. I open a box of Capri Suns. And
Sorry. That's already ruining this child's life.
Oh my God, this is why kids should not listen to this show. Well, I just told a 19-year-old to drink some wine. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's usually where I start. What? Breakup? What?
Because I was going to say, like, you're 19 years old. I was honestly going to be like, have a breakup at like 45 or something.
Right.
That would make, like, you have all of the time and opportunity to like date and meet, you know, awesome guys and whatever. So, like, I get that it sucks, and it does. Breakups do. That's just a part of life. You just have to give yourself time to get there. Eventually, you will. There's no surefire way or trick to get over a breakup. You just have to be one with yourself. Pray, if that's what you believe in. I highly suggest it. And, you know, just get rid of things that remind you of the relationship will remind you of the guy, if you can. Some things you can't help.
Yeah.
A temperature might remind you of a nigga. Like, whatever. But, you know, sort of like if there's, like, a pair of his socks or something at your place or whatever, like, just get rid of all of that.
Right.
And just focus on you and making yourself happy. And eventually you just get there. There's no way to force it.
Yeah. I think a hard part, a thing a lot of people have an issue with doing is letting go. Like not calling or texting the person anymore, even though that does nothing but slow down your process. If you would just, hopefully you're not still hitting him up and trying to talk to him or stalking his Facebook or Twitter or anything like that, because the more you involve yourself in, so you're almost certainly doing this, but the more you involve yourself in his life, the longer it's going to take you to get over him. So just hang out with your friends, you know, drink all the red pop you can and write some really bad poetry. Don't show it to anybody. And, you know, maybe sing sad songs to your dog or whatever. It does get better. You'll get through it. But
listening to sad songs actually helps.
Yeah. Amy Winehouse is good for breakups. Really good. Mm-hmm. That's some good shit. And I don't know, girl, you'll be, I mean, you're 19. In all likelihood, this is first of a few heartbreaks. So, I don't know. Good luck.
But it'll, if it's the first one, I've heard, it doesn't suck after. It doesn't. The next won't suck as much. Maybe.
Well,
allegedly.
So this is the thing. I went through some breakups before I had my first, like, love.
Oh, okay.
So your first, when you have a breakup at that age, I remember being, you know, 17 and going through a breakup and being really sad for like 6 weeks. But when me and my first love broke up, nigga, that shit right there, that was the life-changing event. When you are in love with somebody and you have been with that motherfucker for 5.5 years and then all of a sudden you're not together anymore, that's okay. Like, let me not, I'm getting emotional, but it's just, I don't even like to really reflect too much on those days because that year was a dark ass time in my life. Like, bad things happened. I had to talk it out with like a professional. It was bad. So just, I mean, I can't, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Like, heartbreak just sucks.
It just
breakups
blows.
They just fucking suck, girl. They just suck.
Really,
and
it.
It's like when you get your mind off of it, it's never too far from the forefront and you just are sad all over again like it just happened. And this, you just have to wait it out. It does get better, but you can't speed it up, and that part blows.
Yeah. There's just that moment where you're just like, oh, hey girl, I'm not so bad. Today's pretty awesome. I feel better.
Like, oh,
this.
Wow. I think I went through the whole day without crying. You have little victories like that where you're like, I actually listened to a song and it made me think of this nigga, but I didn't cry about him. Like,
right.
You have to count everything as a victory.
I don't feel like it's going to last forever, but it won't.
Yeah. Surround yourself with friends and good luck.
Why does she want to remain anonymous? That's not very embarrassing.
Oh, well, she also included some personal details that I chose to omit because they were extremely identifying.
Okay.
Which kind of goes against the entire purpose of being anonymous. So, okay, well, let's see. Where do we want to go next? This person has a problem with their father, and this person has a question about a bisexual man. So what do you want to do?
I love the bi.
Okay. So this is from T, and she says, Dear Crystal and Kefuri, I have a friend that I'm really close to. He's shy and sweet and not like these fuckboys out here. That is the second time somebody has said, okay. He also happens to be bi, which doesn't bother me because I have gay best friends, and I find the fact that he's open about his sexuality attractive considering the number of DL men there are now. We get along quite well and have a similar personality. Our birthdays are even in the same month, and he's quite handsome. But no matter what, we always just choose to stay platonic. No matter how hard I fight it, I always seem to want him, but I never act on it. We've gone out on dates and have even spent weekends together without having sex. Though there have been awkward moments involving hard-ons and hard nipples. Yikes.
Ooh, I can live without that.
We both take our friendship seriously, even though we have admitted being attracted to one another emotionally and physically. All of our friends and family try to make us feel bad for not dating or fucking each other. My question to you is, we're not done. My question to you is it possible for two people who are attracted to each other to just remain platonic friends with no sex involved? Love the show. Bye.
Seems like you're doing it. So.
Yeah. So, in my experience, it's possible, but not for very long.
Yeah.
It's like, it can work if one of you is attracted and the other one isn't. And it can even work if the both of you like acknowledge that you're attracted to each other, but you're both in committed relationships with other people and you wouldn't like step out on them. But if the two of you are attracted to one another and are friends and you're going away on weekend vacations and all this, it is just a matter of time before y'all end up fucking. So
yeah,
I think what it is either y'all haven't spent enough time together or he doesn't feel the way about you that you feel about him.
I was going to say, because why the hell else mention that he's bisexual? Because
yeah,
to me, you could have just been like, there's this guy I like, and et cetera, because the sexuality doesn't really seem to have anything to do with this. If you say that he says he's attracted to you.
Right.
But it could be that, you know, he, I don't want to go there, but
I mean,
he could be, I'm just going to say this. Okay. There are a lot of gay men who claim to be bisexual. I think we've talked about this before.
Probably.
There are a lot of gay men who claim to be bisexual because it kind of like softens, or they feel like it softens like this social blow.
Yeah.
And so he might have just, you know, said it because, you know, it makes him a little bit more comfortable.
I know a whole lot of gay men who came out like that. A lot. A whole lot.
A lot.
Lot of gay men.
So, I mean, I don't know if that's the situation here, but I really couldn't call it. All I know is if he really is attracted to you, eventually you probably are going to sleep together.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't really press it or push it or anything like that. And also, if you guys are really great friends, fucking might just like ruin it. So you should probably just find someone else to sleep with.
Yeah, if your friendship is just like really dope and y'all could talk to each other about anything, I know you want to have sex with him, but it could really, really easily fuck up the relationship y'all have now. Like, and it's really hard to call that beforehand. So, I would be wary of stepping into a situation like this with him, if only because it doesn't really seem like it. From reading your letter, it seems like your feelings are the ones that are like really, really strong. But I kind of feel like if he felt just as intensely as you did, y'all would have fucked. Like, it's just like, what is holding you back? Like, why wouldn't you? Bisexual or not? Like, well, not or not. But if he's attracted to women and he feels this way about you, it seems like y'all would have done it by now, especially since you really want to. So, I mean, I'm not saying all bisexual men are gay, because they certainly aren't. There are definitely bisexual men out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a very common excuse. It's a very, I'm hard pressed to think of a gay man who didn't tell me he was bi when he first came out. Like, literally, every gay man who has ever come out to me told me he was bisexual first.
I damn sure didn't.
Well, you didn't come out to me.
No, I'm just talking about like when I did.
Oh, you did. You didn't tell anybody.
I shut the fuck up until I finally was just like, girl, listen, dick is great.
Wow. Okay. I think I did. I think I used bisexual, but with my parents, because I just, it was just like,
we don't talk about this.
My mama was like, have you just completely given up on boys? Like, she was just so sad. And I was like, no, I haven't. So, because she just looks so sad.
Yeah.
So,
that's unfortunate.
But
my mother today said something about grandkids, and I was like, ooh. Well, I'm going to call you later. So, like,
my mama used to bother me about grandkids until my brother had a baby, thank God. So now she's slowed down on that.
I'm about to, like, get all my siblings. One of you needs to crank out a child quickly.
I need one of y'all to help.
Get off of me, because it's not going to happen.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I say leave it alone.
Yeah, I do too. And our last letter, or the next letter, just depends on what we want to do.
Last.
Okay. Comes from Anon, who says, I want to say that I love your show. I have an issue that I need help with. I've worked very hard through my high school years to relieve myself and my family of some of the costs of a college education. Uh-huh. I've won scholarships and have been awarded by numerous organizations throughout my high school years. But financial aid and scholarships did not cover the full cost of the college I chose to attend. Obviously, this stressed me out, but luckily I was able to borrow $20,000 from a family member to cover the costs. My father held on to the money for me, but he told me about 2 weeks before the spring term bill was due that he lost his job and spent it. My dad has worked for the government for almost 25 years. Oh my God, the look on your face. My dad has worked for the government for almost 25 years, and it's almost impossible for him to be fired or laid off. So I have the feeling that his termination was somehow his fault. He hasn't told me why he was fired, though. I had to leave school, and it devastated me. I haven't really spoken to my dad in months, and I do miss him a lot, but I'm angry with him. I feel like he snatched my dream of going to college away from me, and my family situation makes it even more complicated. My parents are divorced, and my older sister does not have a relationship with our dad, and my mother has told me several times that he's done things that I, quote, don't need to know about. So, of course, they tell me that I need to learn to let it go. Do you think our relationship is reparable? How do I go about telling him, my mom, and my sister how I feel?
Wow.
Yes. Isn't that heavy?
I don't know if I have anything for that besides, wow.
That's fucked up.
That's extremely fucked up.
I
don't think that any kind of relationship is irreparable.
Yeah.
But damn if that ain't gonna be difficult.
Like, you might have to call Yanla because...
Seriously.
This is... I feel like parents are the people that most of us trust the most.
Right.
Like, because it's just like...
It's like if you can't trust your parents, it's like...
If everybody else in this world could lie to me, but I know good and damn well if I call my mama, she gonna tell me what it is. Like... My mama is always going to be the one, both of my parents, really. Like, they're going to be the ones who look out for me and have my best interest in mind. So to have a parent betray you in this manner, like, to the point where you have to drop out of school, like, she can't even go. She needed that money for tuition. Like, woo.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I definitely think that that's a conversation that you should have. And I would have, like, in person if you can. But I wouldn't let it go as your mom or whoever is suggesting, because that's just not something that I think I can let go. That's something that you definitely need to get off your chest. Like, you can't go to school because of, you know, your daddy's irresponsible behavior. That's just unacceptable. But
Even if he did lose his job, why did he spend your school money?
Yeah, why did he spend your school money?
He didn't have a pension or, well, maybe not a pension, but he didn't have retirement or... He didn't have savings. Like, he had no money stashed away anywhere. It was like, was your dad living paycheck to paycheck all these years and just had nothing?
For the government?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make any sense. Like, he had no money at all. He had to spend your school tuition. Like, it just doesn't.
That's unacceptable.
It sounds like your dad was being really selfish. And I really can't even imagine, like, that kind of betrayal. I would be so pissed.
Yeah. I think that's, like, a conversation that you all should have. And, I mean, if you really want to repair the relationship, which I admire, I would maybe look for professional help.
Okay, because I would still be pissed.
Because I don't know how I would get through that. I don't.
I would still be really, really angry. Like, I just don't even think I would be able to sit down and talk to you about it. And the fact that your older sister doesn't talk to him and your mama is like...
Being real shady about whatever.
Right, like
is.
Your dad. Like, it sounds like they're trying to protect you from some stuff that maybe happened when you were too young to know about it. So... girl, I don't know. It sounds like your daddy is shady as fuck and your mom and your sister know it and they just, you know, wanted you to find out for yourself, but this is a fucked up way to find out that your daddy ain't shit.
How did he get the money in the first place?
Well, a relative gave her the $20,000, but, you know, I guess her dad was holding on to it because you don't just give a teenager or a college student $20,000 because they will go out and buy, like, $20,000 worth of chalupas, so... So you just don't do shit like that.
But you expect
a college student's parent to be responsible enough to hold on to some money like that. Like, you just wouldn't expect your parents to betray you like that.
Yeah, how do you blow away your child's college?
And it's not like he spent $1,000. Like, all of it is gone.
Parents struggling to save money for kids to go to college, and you spend your child's college money, and then the child has to leave school. Yeah, I would need to actually talk to, like, a really smart, educated therapist.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that you can open up the lines of communication with your dad if you really feel like forgiving him. But if you don't, I don't think there's a soul in this world that would blame you for being like, you know, fuck that nigga until he can, you know, come to me like an adult and explain to me what the hell happened here.
Or contact Tyler Perry and he can give you a monologue.
You know what?
Of what to say, because that sounds like something that Tyler Perry would write a movie about.
It does. So, I don't know, girl. Good luck. Hopefully you and your dad are able to work it out, but that is just fucked up on a whole nother level. I wouldn't even be able to deal with that shit.
Let us know what happens.
All right. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. AskTheRead@gmail.com and PassTheRead@gmail.com if you ever have a read you want to pass. And let's take a break.
Okay. Hey, guys. Do not forget we're being sponsored by an awesome, awesome service called Nature Box. And as usual, if you go to naturebox.com and use promo code THEREAD, you'll get 50% off of your first box from them. It's full of awesome, smart, natureful snacks instead of the, you know, fat, gooey stuff that people like myself are used to.
Yes.
This is full of equally delicious stuff that's better for you. So go to naturebox.com. They can deliver stuff automatically straight to your door or P.O. box. It's really easy service to use.
Yes, you guys, every snack faces strict quality standards and they're approved by nutritionists, so nothing gets past them. Instead of picking something up while grocery shopping, you can have your smart snacks sent straight to your door. You don't even have to get them sent home, though. Of course, you can have them sent to your office so you don't have to worry about spending money at the vending machine, getting something that maybe is not so good for you. They've got dried fruits, whole wheat fig bars, all kinds of different products. You can get a small box if it's just for you, or a bigger one if you want to share with family or friends. I know it sounds good. If you want to feel better about the choices you make when snacking, head on over to naturebox.com and use promo code THEREAD to get 50% off your very first box. It's time to get snacks that you can feel good about with THEREAD and NatureBox.
Okay, let's complete our program.
All right.
Okay. So, it's time for THEREAD.
It is.
And
I feel like I do that every week. I feel like I say, it is, every week.
Wait a minute. Do you have one?
I do. Do you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay, great.
So, my read is going to be directed towards a type of person that we all deal with, and that is the phony bitches.
Oh, Lord.
Of the world.
Help me, Jesus. Where is this going?
No, it's like a really general thing. I just don't understand phony people. Like, I don't understand how you can go out of your way to, like, smile and laugh and break bread and drink wine and do all of these things with someone who you cannot stand. I don't get it. Especially if it doesn't even benefit you in any way, shape, or form. Like, I'm not even that way with people who, like, I kind of don't like. Like, it's one thing, you know, if there are people who maybe sort of just annoy you, or they, you know, have one of your pet peeves or something like that. Just kind of gets on your nerves a little bit. I don't think there's any reason to, like, you know, be a complete bitch. I'm not saying that if you don't like someone, you should just spit in their coffee or something, you know, but I just don't understand people who, like, don't like you, yet go out of their way to comment on everything that you say and talk about how much they love you and talk about, oh my goodness, your hair, or oh my God, those shoes are so great, or oh my God, when are we going to do brunch? Like, why?
Right.
It's worse when you're dealing with someone who, you know, does not like you. Mm-hmm. Because me, I can't do their shit. Like, I can't. I cannot do it. I can be okay with some people who just kind of get on my nerves here and there. All right, that's fine.
I'm just you don't saying, have to, like, you...
Listen, I'm getting better. I'm getting better at some of it. But listen, I don't really like, there's not many people who I cannot stand. There are a lot of people who I'm just like, I don't care for. There's tons of people who get on my damn nerves. But that's different. Like, the most I'll probably do is sit and be quiet and roll my eyes or something like that. But if I can't stand you, I don't even want to be around you. Like, I don't want to see your face. I don't want to hear your fucking voice. Like, I don't want to be around you. And I don't think there's anything fucking wrong with that shit, bitch. Like, if I don't want to be around you, if I don't like you, why the fuck would I want to be around you? Like, why?
Right.
So I'm definitely not going to be, oh my God, how are you? How are the kids? Oh my gosh, we should totally go climb a fucking mountain together and build a goddamn snowman. Come on, let's go and play. No, I don't want to do that shit, bitch. I don't fucking like you. So why are you doing that shit to me? If you don't like me, that's perfectly fine. But I tell you that I don't need anybody to be like a Kid Fury fan. Like, I don't need for you to be in my motherfucking face talking all that shit, bitch. I know you don't like me, and that's fine, because you don't have to. So you might as well go ahead and exhibit your true feelings, cunt. Because guess what? I don't care.
What is this in relation to?
I don't know.
Does it have anything to do with your recent adventures?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just... I had a feeling you went to Atlanta and got caught up in some mess, like, oh, no, with somebody that you didn't like.
No, actually, this is a read that I don't even remember where this came from, because this is a read that I had, like, saved in my phone.
I was about to say, oh, Lord.
And I never got to it. So I don't really remember where it came from, but it still rings true today. I don't understand it. Like, there's nothing wrong with not liking somebody. Right. There's definitely nothing wrong with acting like you don't like somebody. So the fuck what? I mean, if it's Oprah and, like, she employs you, then right, sure, suck it up and put on a damn smile. Listen to Happy Face by Beyonce and the rest of them girls.
Rude. Rude.
Listen to Destiny's Child's Happy Face. Listen to Pharrell's Happy. I don't know. Fucking Ingrid Michaelson. I don't know. Somebody. Smile. Shit. If it's somebody who is writing you a check. But otherwise, if it's just a friend of a friend, or some nigga from Instagram, if you don't like the bitch, but you just don't like him.
Right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. I can be around that. People I don't like. I just can't give a fuck about people I don't like. I can definitely be in the same room at the same event because I frequently have to.
Absolutely.
But I can't, like, smile in your face and pretend to give even the first fuck about you if I don't like you.
I can't even bring myself to try to pretend to give a fuck about anything that's going on in your life. Right. I don't understand how people do it.
I don't either. Like, that level of fakeness is just beyond me.
People who will, like, see you walk into a room and be like, oh God, here comes this bitch. Hey girl, like in Scary Movie, faker right, than press on nails. Hey baby girl, like, that's how it is.
Like, y'all are bored as hell for real, cause I can't do it.
Get a life, build a bridge, bitch, cause I damn sure ain't think about you.
All right, well, love it, as always.
I don't know what that was about.
I mean, it's just it's relevant to my life.
Me
so
being angry.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
So something happened while I was gone in Paris.
Oh, boy.
First of all, I'm just now hearing about multiple tragedies. Like, it seemed like a bunch of fucked up shit happened while I was gone, and I was definitely not reading the news or anything. So I'm just now hearing about this crazy person at South by Southwest who drove into a crowd full of people. Like, what the fuck? That's just so sad. Like, really, all of it. But anyway, I've gotten sidetracked. Apparently on Twitter, there was a discussion started by the user Christine Fox.
Oh, yeah.
And she was talking, somebody, of course, one of these fuckboys, made a comment about, you know, nobody deserves to be raped, but, you know, women should also be careful about what they wear, which is just dumb.
You've talked,
like,
about how
you could have stopped. You could have stopped after the first half of that sentence. It's like, these niggas just...
You would have been right.
No one deserves to be raped. Yes. That is the end of the story.
Yep.
But then you had to bring her clothes into it, which is completely irrelevant. And so Christine asked people who had been violated sexually what they were wearing when it happened. And as you can imagine, this was a very emotional set of tweets. Like, apparently the responses started pouring in by the hundreds, and it was like, you know, some of these girls were like, you know, I was wearing a dress and I was at a fraternity party. I was 21. And then some were like, you know, I was 6 and I was wearing, you know, star bright pajamas or whatever, you know, and it was my mama's boyfriend. Like, it just runs the gamut of being, you know, just really fucked up altogether. But you would think that would be, you know, if not the end of it, then at least there would be a bunch of positivity coming from it. Apparently, this story was picked up by BuzzFeed, and the BuzzFeed writer who decided to kind of collect these tweets and turn it into a blog post, apparently got permission from some of the people she featured and not all of them, but then didn't get permission from Christine to use her tweets or her photo on the site. And you might not think that's not a big deal because websites don't have to get your permission to use your tweets. Twitter's public. They don't have to. It's just the law. Like, they just don't. The problem comes in when you are talking about a subject as sensitive as sexual violence against women, and then you are using somebody's photo without their permission on a website like BuzzFeed that gets millions of fucking hits and gets shared all over every goddamn where, that's no longer, you know, confined to the relative anonymity of your Twitter feed. Like, even if I have 30,000 Twitter followers and I tweet something to them, it's going to theoretically go out to a lot of people, but not as many people as if that shit was on BuzzFeed.com. Like, that's just common fucking sense. So if you're going to put something that sensitive on a website, you should at least make sure you have the explicit permission of everybody you're featuring on the website. Right? You don't have to, but this is the right fucking thing to do, right?
Right.
Of course, that's not what happened. Some of the people said they didn't get permission. Some of the people said they did. Christine said they absolutely did not. So now it's turned into this whole big ass situation where all somebody had to do was say, you know what? We fucked up. Our bad. We'll take your picture down. Didn't mean to offend you. It could have been, it's one of them things where it could have been easy, but motherfuckers just couldn't let they pride slide out the damn way.
Yeah.
And so this other bitch who works for a Pointer done picked up the story and ran with it. But instead of, you know, highlighting how this was a problem where journalism fucked up and journalism should have been more careful, especially in the internet age, like you just should have covered your bases better than that. Instead, it was like, oh, well, I mean, this dear sweet BuzzFeed girl got permission, but people are still mad because this, and you need to And then it just didn't even stop there. Gawker ran a story about how Twitter, it was like very sarcastic and biting about how Twitter is public and everything you put on the internet is public. And if it's public, then anybody else can see it and you can't get mad, blah, 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 blah. Like, you are missing the goddamn point. The point is not that it's legal. The point is not that you can. The point is that you shouldn't. The point is that it's morally not the right thing to do.
Right.
What is so hard about you quote unquote fake ass journalists? Because let me tell you something, bloggers are not journalists, and I don't care if they say they are. If you did not go through journalism school, I don't consider you a journalist. And if you were a journalist, maybe you would know that if you're talking about a sensitive subject like rape or sexual assault, then you should at least make sure you get explicit permission from the women who you are profiling, because you are taking something and amplifying it when you are putting it on goddamn BuzzFeed. Like, I just don't understand. How do you not see this? And I can't help but feel like it is at least in some part racially related. I can't help but feel that way. I can't help but think that if Christine was a white woman who was talking to other white women about this kind of thing and she got all these responses, I really feel like it would have been handled more sensitively. They would have given more of a fuck about her opinions. And it wouldn't have been like, well, black girl, you shouldn't have tweeted it with your public Twitter account. Next time, I guess you just won't have these conversations or you'll lock your Twitter account. Like, is that really the type of, like, is that the kind of population that you want to be around? Like, is this really the type of environment we want to surround ourselves with, where women can't? I mean, and I go back through the tweets. Obviously, I don't see this while I'm on vacation, because fuck whatever y'all doing while I'm on vacation. But I'm going back and seeing this shit, and it's like, apparently this was really therapeutic for a lot of people. And, you know, people are like reading the timeline and the hashtags and like crying and shit. And this is just like, you know, like a moment. And it's one of those times where Twitter is actually not being a bowl of shit. Because Twitter is oftentimes just like, why the fuck am I even on this goddamn website? But it seemed to be one of those times where Twitter was actually working for the greater good. And y'all just had to turn around and collect a bunch of tweets and post them to your blog site. And the worst part is that all of this is about money. All of it. I can't say that the BuzzFeed girl doesn't care about sexual assault. I'm sure she cares about victims of sexual assault. But the way they treated Christine behind this whole picture thing and getting permission and all that, and then the fact that the tweets were even collected and published to BuzzFeed in the first place was for clicks. Don't front like it wasn't. Like, you, even absolutely, if you do care, money's behind it. Don't act like it's not. That's why all of us who have websites with ads on them put shit on those websites for money. Absolutely. It can be something that you care about, but you still did it for money. Don't front like you didn't. So I just want to say to the young lady at BuzzFeed and to the young woman at Pointer, P-O-Y-N-T-E-R, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I just really wish, and I mean, I'm not the first or 500th or probably even 5,000th person to say this, but all it takes is a little bit of empathy, and it goes a long goddamn
long
way.
Long ass way.
Because what you have to do is look at yourself, like Beyonce said, at the end of the day, when you are alone, lying in your bed, are you happy with yourself? Are you happy with the way you... Are you happy with the way you treated this story, though, really? Do you really feel good about it? Yeah, maybe you got, you know, 1.5 million clicks on this story because it spread like wildfire, and all the drama associated with it only added to the amount of money they made. Like, this only means more clicks for you and more clicks for you and more ad revenue for everybody. So... are you really pleased with yourself? Are you happy that the money you made for your employer?
I don't care.
Do you care that, you know, she says that, you know, she's getting round the clock tweets, and her brother, somebody posted it on Facebook, and her brother, Christine's brother, saw this. And so it's like this BuzzFeed headline talking about women discuss what they were wearing when they were raped. And his sister's face is right there on Facebook for everybody to fucking see. Like, do you really feel good about that? Do you feel good about the fact that you put somebody through something like this that was apparently a very emotional ordeal, and maybe she's even still dealing with it in a capacity? Are you just so fucking glad that BuzzFeed got a lot of hits that day, and maybe, you know, next time they order lunch off Seamless, you're going to get cheese on your burger? Like, what are you really proud of right now? Take yourselves more seriously. Like, I just feel like a lot of you, if you're going to step into a journalist's shoes and act like you're doing responsible, important work that matters, then treat it that way. I don't think bloggers have to. If you want to talk about celebrity gossip and Drake and Rihanna and whatever the fuck else bullshit that doesn't really matter at the end of the day, fine, go for it. I do it. I get paid for it. I love it. But I don't pretend to be some serious motherfucker who knows all the answers and is going to do some solid 100%, you know, ABC News reporting, because that's not what the fuck I am.
I've kind of fallen off of blogging myself because I think I've lost the passion for actual blogging, but also because all of... our peers, our blogging peers. I just feel like blogs in general are irresponsible. Like, they've never been like this huge statue of right. sophistication. And
no, it's never been the New York Times.
But it's like now it's really gone to a point where no one really gives a fuck about anything as long as you click on my website and I get some
yes.
money.
Yes. And like, you can say anything as long as you put the word allegedly on it or reportedly a source. That's how TMZ gets away with everything. Everything TMZ puts on their website says a source, and niggas still quote it like it's the goddamn gospel truth. Like, not only are y'all not doing responsible journalism, the readers don't know what responsible journalism even looks like anymore. Like, the lines are just so completely fucked up. And I just wish that people who claim to be serious took their work more seriously. And I'm specifically talking about this specific situation. If you're going to be about bullshit, then be about bullshit. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. Lord knows I make money off of bullshit. But if you claim to be somebody who really cares about this particular topic, then handle it with kid gloves. This was not a time for you to drop the ball on consent. It just wasn't. And even if you were completely legally in the clear, there's no way that you look at the situation and feel like you did the right thing. So fuck you.
Okay. There we go.
All right. That was fantastic. That's my read.
I think that may have been one of my favorites.
Thanks, friend. I just had to get that off my chest because it really... And full disclosure, Steen and I are very cool with each other on the internet. Like, I'm not going to front like she's not my Twitter friend, because she is. But, like, even if she wasn't, I would still feel the same way. I probably wouldn't speak on it, but I would still feel the same way. So.
Okay.
All right.
So that's the read this week.
It is. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read.
PassTheRead@gmail.com for your reads. I feel like we should do like Pass the Read special. We haven't done a Pass the
Read. Maybe
we
should.
And Ask the Read if you have any questions. Also, I feel like that's about it.
ThisIsTheRead.com for the full show archive and all of our news and updates and such as.
I do not post this show only on sulfurious.com. I don't know how many times we have to say this, but like, the show goes directly to SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Talk,
iTunes and Stitcher.
I posted it on sulfurious.com before, so there's another outlet for you to listen to it. And also, because of the comment section, people could listen to it and leave the comments and interact with each other and whatever, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Again, I haven't really been doing blogging lately because I just don't really know how I feel about it. But listen, I don't know. There have been like five people in like the past week who have been like, when are you posting another episode of The Read? It hasn't been posted in like a month.
Oh, so they think we just haven't done one at all?
They think we haven't been doing it because it hasn't been on Sophia's.com. When we say on every episode, it sounds like every episode.
In fact, that's where y'all can find it.
Every time I've posted it on Sophia's.com, it has been the SoundCloud player.
I see.
Which means...
yeah.
Go to SoundCloud.
Yes, and if you subscribe on SoundCloud or iTunes or whatever, you get a little notification when it's ready, so then you don't have to wait for us to tweet about it. There are a lot of times...
if you subscribe on iTunes, I think it does the same thing. Yeah, like, downloads it for you.
And people will straight up tell me, like, girl, I'm listening to the episode now, and I'm like, I ain't even... what? Like, I didn't even know it was available, like, for y'all to listen to yet. So make sure you subscribe. That way you're notified as soon as the new episode is up. And, I just want to say, again, a huge thank you to last week's guest, Sean. He was just amazing, and a lot of you were really inspired by
his... I love that episode.
It was just everybody, like, we got more emails than I think we ever had. Well, that's not true. Y'all really, really felt a way about Stevie J, but this was positive. We got a lot of great emails from people who said they just felt so inspired by him and his amazing story. So just thanks so much to him again for coming through and blessing us.
There are a couple of people who listen to the show who live in London. I believe that's where he's doing his TED Talk.
Oh, okay.
For In My Skin, I Win.
So classy.
Go check him out. Yeah, he's so full of class.
Oh, man, I wish.
Me too. So, yeah, girls and boys, I think that that's about it. And as always, do not forget, sriracha over niggas.
That works, and we will see y'all next week.
Goodbye.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Hey, y'all. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account. So if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health. Or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kid Fury and Crystal sent you.